Hello and welcome to another episode of the LeVar Walker Daily Show podcast. I'll just cue up a little bit of music here. I want to thank you all for coming out. Welcome to the greatest show on earth. I am LeVar Walker, the podcast host. And I want to thank all of you guys for tuning in. Welcome this evening. I know I'm on here a little bit late. It is 10:49, but this is the greatest song in the world. Y'all see me? What's going on? Welcome back to another episode of the LeVar Walker Daily Show podcast. I want to thank each and every one of you for coming out. This podcast is really growing insanely well. Also, too, let me make a couple of announcements here. I'm going to be in Baltimore this weekend at the Comedy Factory, August 18th to 20th. So get those tickets and come out. We're going to have a great time, but let's just get right into it, man. Something that was concerning me today that it just crossed my mind, and what I noticed, because this is the 50th anniversary of hip-hop. Shout out to that. These new rappers nowadays are not selling tickets. If you've noticed, there've been a lot of cancellations. Da Baby, YG, you know, I mean, Lil Baby, YG, Da Baby, he can't say. A lot of guys, a lot of these rap guys are not, they're no longer selling tickets. And this is rap's 50th birthday. Now, I'm not saying your Drake or your Kanye can't. But the majority of these rappers are having to cancel shows. They're not filling up these venues. People are tired. And I'm a little bit happy about it. I'll just be honest with you. Over the years, and I'm an elder statesman, so, you know, I was wondering when speaking on this, should I even speak on this? Because it's like when you over 40, who really cares? Does your opinion really matter when it comes to music? But it's obvious to me, that rap is definitely in a state of decline. It's a big time state of decline. Because you got a bunch of guys ain't talking about nothing. You have those who are talented. Like, I like this guy, Kimmy Ali. Shout out to him. Akemi Ali, he cold. I like, he's a young guy. And I also like this rapper named Sauce Walker. He be spitting too, so shout out to him. But a lot of these guys, a lot of your big time guys, like your Lil Durks, your Lil Babies, they're not selling the tickets. And, what has happened over a period of time, I believe, we're just seeing a huge decline in hip-hop. I don't typically go to rap concerts, and I never really used to go because I always thought to myself, I really don't feel like paying money or paying $150 or $200 for a man to tell me he's going to harm me and take my woman. It was just something with that, like, psychologically, I can't sit in a show where you're talking about attacking me and hurting me and taking my woman. I never went. There's been, like, I've been to a Drake concert, I've been to a Ye concert, but that's about it for me. Their concerts were enjoyable because they don't typically talk about that. And I don't even understand why a lot of young rappers don't model themselves more after the bigger artists. You know, I know they have those pockets of artists that are real hardcore drill, hardcore street, but I just don't think it's working anymore. And these guys just aren't selling tickets. You know, they've been showing up to shows late. They give a half performance. They on stage with 60 other people. And the youth they're just tired of it. They're tired. And I believe that hip hop right now is on its deathbed. And I would ask the question, could this be, you know, 50 years of hip hop? Is this the last year of hip hop? Because literally, who cares? Your the people that talk are bigger than the rappers. And when I mean the people that talk, I'm talking the podcasters, your DJ academics, your Charlemagne, your Vlad. These guys are more known than actual rappers now to show you which way we're going. So I guess in the future, you know, all these rappers, I guess, will become comedians or something. And this is no shade to Tip and what he does. But I'm guessing that's going to be the next facet of entertainment for them to enter in, because they're just lacking, bro. Like, ain't nobody really talking about nothing. Nobody is talking about nothing where you're dealing with, where it has anything in common with a guy. I think, you know what I'm saying, like being an elder statesman, I think Kanye spoke to people like me. Like Kanye spoke to me, because when Kanye first came out, you know what I'm saying, he comes from a loving home, you know what I mean, where his mama cares about him. He wasn't like a hardcore thug. So I think that Kanye's success his initial success in the business was him filling that white space and people really feeling on board with him. You know what I'm saying? It was like, that was the first connection, like real connection I had, because I wasn't in the streets like selling dope and robbing and pimping and maiming, you know what I'm saying? Like, I wasn't doing that. So when Ye came out with those bars, I really felt him. Well, now, you know, most of the rap that they're showing that's exploited is perverted. You know what I mean? It's literally perverted. These kids ain't talking about nothing. They're barely coherent. You know, they can't even say a full damn sentence. You know what I'm saying? It's like all the kids that were on Lean On Me on that stage. If you remember the movie Lean On Me, when Joe Clark kicked all them kids out, it's like all those kids, including Sam's, Mr. Sam's, are the biggest rappers in 2022, 23. I think rapping and a lot of these creative arts, you have to have some level of intellect, some level of intelligence, and I believe you should at least be able to write a complete sentence or speak coherently, speak and use your verbs, subject verb agreement, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they just only like, you know what I'm saying, like, I like it, like, you know what I'm saying, like, I was at the show with it. Yay, yay, I was at the show sitting bars, hitting V, running down the dog, got to see me want to sleep. And then they got like 20 people in there lying to them, telling them how great they are, because these are all the ass kisses. And, you know, if they don't kiss these guys' ass, then, hey, you give me that chain back. Y'all getting that chain back. You hating. Like, you like, it is guys right now in the studio somewhere kissing some rapper's ass that is high on pills and codeine, and they're kissing his ass because they're on payroll and they don't want to lose access. So whatever trash ass music that this guy puts out, they gonna be in there like this. This is a yes man kind of move. Yeah, I feel it. I feel you, my boy. You know what I'm saying? And the yes man being there looking around, making sure everybody is bobbing their head. It's almost like being probably inside of North Korea when Ping Pong or whatever the fuck his name is makes all those people that he starves. He makes those people like walk in single file lines. He makes those people snitch on one another because they can't say nothing bad about it. It's the same thing. So hip hop is definitely on the decline. Our young ladies, you watch the girls in hip hop. Like, I was like, this is crazy. I don't know what her name is. Sexy Blue or Red. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But I'm looking at these young ladies. I'm like, my God, is this who you want your daughter to be? I'm going to ask y'all a question today, and I asked a friend of mine this, right? And I want y'all to answer this in the comments. Who would you rather your daughter be? I want you to be 100% honest, and I know this is going to be a controversial question. Would you rather your daughter be Cardi B or Candace Owens? I want to know, Would you rather your daughter, okay, would you rather your daughter be Sexy Red or Candace Owen or Cardi B or Candace Owen? Who would you rather your daughter be? I want y'all to answer that question for me. And I just want to see, and even people in the audio, I'm going to put that in the notes. No. You don't have a choice, man. You got to pick A or B, Raymond. Who would you want your daughter to be? This is a valid question. Y'all want to, no, you got to answer it. I know y'all want her to be herself, but who would you want her to be? You got two choices, Candace Owen or Cardi B. I will be honest with you guys. Call me what you want. I'm going to pick Candace Owens 100%. I'm sorry. I'm picking, you know what I mean? If I had a daughter, I would love for her to be married, stable, articulate. You know what I mean? Not showing her body. You know what I mean? Political views aside, right? And so I asked, you know, a friend of mine, did I ask that? Right. Hell no, with Cardi B all day. That's what I said. Really? That's who you would want your daughter? Like, you know what I'm saying? No knock to Cardi, but when you think about her past history, so you want your daughter in a strip club, you know what I'm saying, robbing drunk men? Like, really? You would much rather her be that than to be considered a coon or something? Like, that's so interesting to me. Like, that is so interesting to me. And that's where I think a lot of times when we hold on to our subculture, that's where we get lost at. You know what I'm saying? Like, because we not all a monolith. Black people are not a monolith. Like, everybody is just not this hood version that they sell to us all the time. And y'all talking from somebody like literally, you know, Southside Chicago, whatever. But we're not this monolith. And it's okay. It is okay to have a different view as a black person. And I still love you. You know what I mean? If you don't agree with me, that's cool. We live to see another day. But to put us in this category and we just walk in this monolith, to put us in this category, this monolith where our politicians don't even talk to intelligent blacks, but they sit down and have conversations with inarticulate rappers, right? Piss me off out here. You know, I live in Atlanta, and I'm just going to keep it honest, man. Stacey Abrams was running for governor, and she went to meet with Lil Baby. Bitch, why the fuck are you meeting and sitting down with some goddamn Lil Baby? What are you doing? What are you doing? Is this supposed to put policy in, but why are you even doing that? And if you are whatever political side you're on, there are leaders that are not entertainers that I believe these politicians should talk to represent us. Because now when I look at a politician and I look at the pandering and I look at them talking to some type of entertainer or something like that, I see that's what they think of me. This is your representation as a black person of black people. So somebody needs to say, fuck that. I want to talk to somebody with an education. I don't need to talk to a singer, a juggler, or none of that shit. Right? I know this don't sound crazy, but somebody was telling me, what would America look like if there were no whites? What would it look like if it's just us? And I said, bro, I think like our leaders would all be like some type of big time singer or rapper. You're gonna have to have a hot 16 to be the governor. You know what I'm saying? Like we would be signing our leaders up through talent contests. That's literally like how I feel. Like, shit, you would have to sit through a Beyonce concert. She would be the leader of the earth. And shout out to her, everybody out there paying the $2,000 for the ticket. Shout out, get that bag. Get the bag. Shout out to Beyonce, man. So I'm going to move right along. Michael Orr, I don't know if y'all know Michael Orr. Michael Orr was the football player the movie The Blind Side was about. So he was in this movie called The Blind Side. The Blind Side was about this big ass football player who was an orphan or a foster child, homeless. And the nice white people came and took him in, and they became the mom and the dad. They found out that he was a gifted football player that made it to the NFL. And they did a movie about it. And I remember the nigga was so happy with his white family, and he a big old ass football player. But turns out he has found out that these people have frauded him. They've been committing fraud and stealing millions of dollars. Like, when I watched The Blind Side, I mean, it kind of looked like some slavery type shit. You know, just to watch it. I'm like, man, they getting this nigga because he a big old nigga and he can play ball. Okay? Like, you know, they say, whoa, what? Look at that. Whoa, look at the size on him. Look at the size on him. Wow, that's a big guy. There, he doesn't have a family. He doesn't have a family. Won't be his family. Yeah, we'll take him in.
That's right. I'll be your mama. I'm gonna be your mama, Micah. Yes, I am.
And so now they're saying that he's suing this family, man. He is suing his white mom and daddy. Now let me pull this up to show you guys. Let me pull it up to show y'all what the hell what's going on. If you out there in audio world, please bear with me. Okay, there we go. We can share that. Let me move this up here. I'm going to show y'all what's going on with this right now. Wow. So crazy. Very sad. Very, very sad, guys. So this is it. Get this damn bull. Why do they keep trying to send me these damn bull shorts? I got to pay it. Okay, Michael Orr, former NFL tackle known for The Blind Side, sues to end conservatorship. That shit sounded like slavery to me. Conservatorship for a big black man. Michael Orr, the former tackle. Let me blow this up some more for y'all because some of y'all blind. So Michael Orr, the former NFL tackle known for being the inspiration for the movie The Blind Side, filed a petition Monday in a Tennessee probate court accusing Sean and Leanne Toy of lying to him by having him sign papers making them his conservators rather than his adoptive parents nearly 20 years ago. Wow. So they made him their conservators rather than his parents 2 decades ago. So he called the mom, and they ain't even really adopted him. In a petition filed Monday in Shelby County Probate Court, or asked for the conservatorship be terminated, along with asking for a full accounting of the money earned off the use of his name and story. He also asked to be paid what he is due, along with interest. He accuses the two boys of enriching themselves at his expense by continuing to falsely and publicly represent themselves as adoptive parents to the date of the filing of the petition. Orr discovered this lie to his chagrin and embarrassment in February of 2023 when he learned that the conservatorship to which he consented on the basis that doing so would make him a member of the Toy family, in fact, provided him no familiar relationship with the Toys, according to the position. Orr, who has never been a fan of the movie about his life, also asked the petition that the Toys be sanctioned and required to pay both compensatory and punitive damages determined by the court. Steve Farisi, a lawyer for the Toys, told Associated Press they will file an answer to the allegation court, but declined to comment further. Leanne, who I guess was the mama, she responded to an email sent to her personal website. The conservatorship was done to satisfy the NCAA as or considered Toys alma mater, Mississippi, for college. Sean Toy said he and his wife would end conservatorship if that's what Oral warrants. We're devastated. Let me read it. I'm going to read it as mama. I'm going to read it as mama Toy. We are devastated. It's upsetting to think that we will make money off any of our children.
Well, I mean, I guess only the black ones.
But we're going to love Michael at 37, just like we learned loved him at 16 when he was catching them big old footballs and just running all over that field and just winning for mama.
Ah, I'm just fucking around. The movie was nominated for an Oscar, and Sandra Bullock won an Academy Award or accused the tourists of never taking legal action to assume custody from the Tennessee Department of Human Services before he turned 18. Man. The conservatorship with paperwork was found months after Orr turned 18 in 2004. He moved in with the tourists just before his senior year of high school, and he says he was told to call them mom.
You go, I am your mama. I am your mama. And that's your daddy. We ain't gonna put the nigger on paperwork. We ain't gonna really adopt him or nothing like this company. The nigger turned out crazy. We don't want him to have any type of, you know.
We ain't gonna let him have any type of, you know, they end up getting entitled to our estate. So we do it. If we didn't do a conservatorship, baby, then he can still be our boy, but not our boy.
Orr also alleged the tourists handed him signed paperwork almost immediately after he moved in as part of the adoption process.
I'm going to need you to sign this. I'm your daddy. How are you going to need to sign this?
Orr says he was falsely advised that it would be called a conservatorship because he was already 18, but the intent was adoption.
Wow.
But they got his ass. At no point did Dutois inform Michael that they would have ultimate control of all his contracts. And as a result, Michael did not understand that the conservatorship was granted. He was signing away his right to contract for himself.
Wow.
A book based on Orr's life was released. The petition alleged Orr conservators being contracted. Oh, God, for movie rights. The petition led a deal reached to pay Dutois plus children, Sean Jr. and Collins. $225,000 plus 2.5%. This is sick. I can't even read no more of this. These people are sick. I need all my white fans to call them and tell them to release this brother. It is not the 1800s. This is like legal damn slavery right now. This is very sad. And I mean, just to think about it, 2023 of the white people going to adopt an athletic black child. What does that look like when they walk out of the home or wherever you go to pick these children up? What does that look like? I want him. Did they point at him? I want that big one right there. That one, him, yep. The one about 6'3", got all that muscle on him. Jesus Christ, this make me feel like he was on an auction block. We got one big old buck right here. He go, who is that? Sold! Right over there to Mr. Tui. You gonna take this big old boy home and you do what you need to do. This is sad. I would ask the Tui's, listen, give the young man his money. Look at the brother. This is so sad. I'm gonna pray for you, Michael. You were definitely taken advantage of. He was just looking for a loving home. He was looking for a loving home. Now y'all has taken all the movie rights. You probably took half his NFL contract and you splitting it with your biological children. Michael was a business, like he was a laundromat or some shit. This is ridiculous, man. Tell him to call me. It's just ugly. Something else in the news, man. They are having a hard time now. Guess what the big thing is now, guys? Teachers. They're having a hard time finding teachers. And I mean, we knew this was coming. I don't think it's in every state, but in certain states, they are desperate for teachers. Duh. I mean, if you don't make it right, if you don't pay the teachers right, if you don't let the teachers teach, if you don't let the teachers, rule their classrooms, people are going to leave. That's called America. That's called capitalism. That's called freedom of choice. people are going to leave. You're going to have some people go to make more money being, you know what I mean? Like, you could be a Walmart manager, a Home Depot manager, making six figures, and you ain't got to put up with kids. Just badass kids. Matter of fact, you know, it's crazy. My plumber, man, brother, run an amazing business. He was a big-time teacher in another city, and now he's a plumber really making real money. And he was like, man, I love to teach, but I couldn't do it because I couldn't afford to live. That is so fucked up. It's almost like for our teachers where, and my hat's off to all my teachers. Shout out to my teachers. But it's almost become to a point where they're squeezing the education system and squeezing these teachers so tight that it's like, you have to teach is damn near a hobby. Like, I would teach, but I want to have me, like, a few million. You know what I mean? Be up about 10, 15 million. So I go in that class, have my Rolls Royce parked outside, then I can run the class how I want. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't give a fuck because I don't need this shit. So they're going to listen, I'm going to leave. Fuck all y'all. I have bodyguard, but I be really teaching the school. I be teaching the kids. They just... These teachers have their hands tied behind their back, and I salute each and every one of them because they can't even do nothing. You got kids running up on them. They almost can't even protect themselves. You know, it's ridiculous, man. It's ridiculous. So, of course, they need to know we're going to have trouble finding them. Who wants to do it anymore? Who wants to do it? I guess everybody, I think what's going to happen, this is what I'm seeing that's going to happen. So with the rise of artificial intelligence, I'm guessing in next year when the Apple goggles come out, when those goggles come out, I'm guessing that the kids will be able to put those goggles on, and through the artificial intelligence, they will be able to learn just like that. You know what I'm saying? They put the goggles on, like a screen come up. The artificial intelligence will be able to adapt to their attention spans from dropping and just feed them this information based on the things they like the algorithm. You know what I'm saying? Like Facebook and all this shit will show you shit you like, stuff. It'll keep showing you that. So if you come up with an algorithm just to feed these children just information to make them smarter and smarter and smarter, which is what they do in Japan and China for TikTok. They don't have a regular TikTok. Those children's TikToks show them math and physics, and it teaches them. And I think that is so cool. So you don't have, like, the kids on there, like, farting and shit, doing little stupid dances. They're actually, you know, I guess they do a dance and a math problem or something like that, which is really neat. But what's going to happen if we don't have no teachers? Everybody have to homeschool. And the way the economy is going now, when you say homeschool, will anybody even have a home? Will anybody even have a home? I mean, the way house prices are right now and the market is deadlocked. The whole housing market is deadlocked due to high interest rates. People are in their homes, been in their homes. They don't want to sell their homes because they got a 2 or 3% interest rate. And then, you know, you got the new homes with 7 or 8%, which is a lot smaller. And everybody's just at a standoff right now. And what's happening is the more and more we have this standoff, the more and more the barrier to entry to get a new home or to get a start home, get out of school, it just gets worse and worse, man. So I just think we at a time now with this new world order shit. And I really think after this pandemic, I think they're going to continuously go up on interest rates. I think they're going to keep, you know, trying to rail the economy, because they want to take control. They want to get back in control of the people. I think they really want to put a hand up all of our asses to really get us back in line. And I think they probably want to jack those rates up, decrease the money supply, and just squeeze the shit out of everybody until everybody is back in the office. Like, people are running back. to the office because they can't find work, right? Because I think this is the plan, because people can't find work. They squeeze the shit out of them. Now people begging to work in the office. Now you got your downtowns back full, and you can get your, you know, the man that owned the cleaners can get his money. You get the tax revenue flowing back. I think this is the plan. So I'm thinking our interest rates on home, the 30-year rate, is going to go to about 30 or 40%. And meanwhile, what they'll do to people that are in low interest rates, they'll just squeeze the shit out of you and just keep increasing your property tax. Get that payment crazy. This is, I really believe that, because I don't think the people are going to really fall for another pandemic. Like, if there is another pandemic, now the people going to have to literally see people fucking dropping. And I mean in front of them, like some Night of the Living Dead shit. So it's going to be very difficult for them to kind of run that. I don't know what the next big thing will be, but I know they want to stop the world. And if you see how we were down, COVID started in 2020, 2020, 2021, about 2022. So we were down for about 3 years. And to show you how much the world has changed from pre to post COVID, just in 3 years, like when you stop the world, when you stop 8 billion people from moving around and just stop them, control them, look how easily they can reset all this shit. You know what I'm saying? Because we went from mask to, you know, not going to work. And now people still ain't at work. Ain't nobody at work. Ain't nobody. Downtowns are deserts right now. Them shits are dead. I think the homeless people are leaving downtown right now because there ain't nobody bad. I mean, it's just tumbleweeds. Just all these big ass buildings. And I just don't think they want to let that shit go. They want to get y'all ass back down there and that traffic blowing horns. They want you down there. And they're going to do what they have to do it. And I believe that's why George Soros is a Marxist and he wants to destroy the U.S. He wants lawlessness, chaos. L.A., you can't, man. It's so damn bad in L.A. right now. You can't do nothing in L.A. Man, when I tell you they are having lawlessness, where somebody can come in your house, rob you, and if you do something to them, you go to jail. Shoot a criminal in L.A., your ass going to jail. It's crazy. It's crazy. It is total chaos. I watch a... They busted in the north, just pillaging. And the thing about it, to those that are robbing the Louis Vuitton store, I could understand people robbing a grocery store, which I never see. I have never seen anybody go in a grocery store and just be in there like literally robbing the store for milk and eggs and juice. Because I think if you saw somebody come in the store to rob, I need some milk, eggs, and juice. Everybody get out. Somebody in the store would be like, hey man, I will allow me to buy that for you. Let me buy you food. Matter of fact, come to my house and have breakfast, brother. You don't need to be in here holding up a whole grocery store for milk and eggs and juice. No. Like they stealing out of Louis Vuitton and Gucci. Like they could take it back home to their family to feed them a Gucci shirt. You can't do that. You can't feed anybody a fucking Gucci or Louis Vuitton belt, nigga. That baby need diapers. What are you doing? Go rob the Target for some diapers and some formula. They busting in the Gucci store with the baby still in the damn car. You robbing the day. Go get the, at least if you gonna do it, get your essentials. Look, if I gotta go out here robbing y'all, that's what I'm gonna be stealing. Like, y'all just see me stealing just essentials. That's it. I was like, listen, I gotta get this food. I might steal me a cup of coffee. You know what I'm saying? Like, but it'll be, I'm not robbing for no sneakers, man. I'm good. You know what I'm saying? So there were wildfires in Maui in Hawaii. And I think it's a big ass conspiracy going on with that, man. I saw somewhere where in Maui they wanted to buy, and this is allegedly because I don't want to get sued, but allegedly this land had burned down. A big developer wanted to buy the land to convert it into some very, very expensive properties. And these people that were in this land were poor people. And all of a sudden, I don't know if a laser struck or what the fuck happened. They burned the whole town down. Burned that shit to a crisp. And I'm thinking this is some cover-up shit. Somebody said allegedly that the mayor had revitalization plans. And, you know, we talk of some beautiful, expensive $7,000 a night resorts. So this shit sounds like the movie Avatar. If you've seen the movie Avatar, this is very sad. It's horrific. This sounds like what happened. And big blue 8-foot Hawaiian people, just the village on fire, they're running. It's just so, it's sad, man. It's very, very sad. So prayers up to our people in Maui. Oh, yo, too. And yesterday I got to go, my good friend, my brother, Chris Spencer. Shout out to Chris Spencer. Chris Spencer, comedian, writer, director. Chris Spencer wrote like Husbands of Hollywood, all that. But he called me and he called me to come out and check out his new movie. He did a new film called Back on the Strip with Wesley Snipes, Tiffany Haddish, Faison Love, Gary Owen, and Gary Owen and is some other person. And J.B. Smoove. So he did this movie Back on the Strip. Really, really good movie. And that will be coming out this weekend. And this is an independent film, so I can talk about it with it being independent. So shout out to him. Shout out to him. Y'all make sure y'all go check that out. And that's going to wrap up our show this evening. Listen, check me out live at the Baltimore Comedy Factory. Before I go, but y'all want to do some call-ins tonight? Let's do some call-ins. Shit. Let's see who's going to call. We could do some call-ins tonight. Y'all can call me right now, 678-310-7139. Let me know what's on your mind, how you felt about tonight's show. But y'all can jump on and call me right now, 678-310-7139. Come on in, bring it in, give me a call. Let me see. You out, Raymond? Spanky Hayes. Come on now. Okay, well, maybe we're going to wrap this one up. Okay, I ain't gonna wait because this is gonna mess my audio for my audio people. But listen, my name is LeVar Walker, man. Y'all could check me out. I'm gonna be once again at the Baltimore Comedy Factory August 18th to 20th. We got 5 great shows. Y'all can get those tickets at levarwalker.com/tour dates. Also, if you're watching this on YouTube, please. Go on and like and subscribe the LeVar Walker TV YouTube page. And guys, I'm going to get out of here and call this an evening. You all have been great. Each and every one of you. Thank you all. My name is LeVar Walker. This was a great time we had. Hey, see y'all tomorrow, man. I'm out of here, man. We rocking out. We are rocking out. I'm gone. Peace.